You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
And before we get started, a little housekeeping. I always remind you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. We love to get more followers, and it's great if you are on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and you subscribe. That helps us a lot. And also share images with us at hashtag Visit Stockton while you're out there in the world. And remember to, first of all, Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year.
We probably still have some calendars left. So if you want to get a wall calendar, come by our office and get it. So I'm excited about today's episode because it is a new year and it's all about a new year, new you, right?
Every year, new year, new
yes,
me.
I do have to admit, right? It's always like,
this every time. Is the,
right? And then like January 8th comes, it's like, oh,
same new year, same me. Yeah. Just yeah. kidding. It's going to be, this is it. This is the big year.
This is the year. Yeah. Well, I do have to say, I have never done yoga.
Ever?
And I work out every day, right? 5 days a week. I work out at home. I was in the Army, right? Fitness is, I've always been. I mean, sometimes it's hard to tell, but fitness is always, no matter what I look like, I'm always exercising.
Oh,
so
good.
It's just one of those things I always do. But I have crappy knees and I've had back surgery and stuff. And so I'm always worried that they're going to get me in some odd pose. And so maybe we can talk.
Dude, my 94-year-old grandma does chair yoga. They can find
it. Well, that's why she's 94. I mean.
Exactly. Literally, yeah. They can, they're good at finding the adjustments and whatnot.
I know, but I don't want to be like, oh, look, there's the old guy in the, you know, these special needs yoga guy in the corner.
So
I don't, but my knees are, you know, getting up and down, that, you know, it's just not easy. I got screwed up body, you know.
Well, this is already, Wes has already let us know he will not be new year.
I have always been fascinated by yoga. I do have to say that, you know, because a lot of people, and I love to, like, I always stretch every morning. I believe a lot into that too.
You're doing yogic stuff though.
I could be. Maybe I just need to do some home yoga first.
Look it up on YouTube or something. Or better yet, just go get a class at Shine. So without further ado, on today's episode, also Happy New Year's, everyone. On today's episodes, we are going to be chatting with our friend Taylor Mancibu, who is the owner of Shine Yoga Studios over in Lincoln Center in Stockton. So Shine opened in 2017, and they offer yoga, cycling, and bar classes. And Taylor, before we get into the main interview portion of today, why don't you tell us a little bit about your Stockton story?
Hello. I am so honored to be featured on this podcast.
Yay.
Stockton. Oh man, my family has been here for a really long time. I was born and raised here. I went to Annunciation Elementary School. I went to St. Mm-hmm. Mary's in Stockton as well. I had a short time away when I was in college in San Diego. And then after I finished school, I came home and I never thought I would say that I'm a Stocktonian through and through.
Get it, girl.
You know, I came back and you always say, I think when you're younger, like, I'm leaving and I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you go out into that big wide world and you're like, actually I really like Stockton.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I came home and I started actually working at the yoga studio, which was previously owned by Alyssa Vacareza. And I started working just at the front desk with her. And truly, I think working at the studio made that experience a lot better moving back home. Because I also got introduced to a lot of people that I had never met prior. It's like a super diverse community. And so I got to kind of infiltrate in a different way and meet new people. And so it definitely made that experience so much better. So yeah, here we are.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I've had similar experience like moving back to Stockton and you're like, oh, there's like so many more people that were outside of my network of people I knew when I was here the first time. And then you come back with fresh eyes and you're just like, damn, it's like boundless the amount of people you get connected with. But everyone's got the same background of like growing up in Stockton. So it makes it easy to just kind of mesh with everyone. And it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So Taylor, let's talk about you and Shine. So what was your motivation to get into yoga in the first place?
So I kind of got into yoga when I was in college, and I just was a student of yoga. I practiced a lot, and I was like US. I exercised every day. I was a like really big athlete my whole life. And in college, it got really hard to find like the groove of like daily movement. Like you're not on a team anymore. I stopped playing collegiate. I didn't play collegiate sports after, you know, after high school I was done. And so I like relied on sports and practice for my exercise. So when I got to college, I was kind of like, now what? What do I do? And I couldn't really find any movement that I really liked. And so I started, a friend of mine was like, just try it. So I came to one class and I will never forget it. It was the best. I loved it. So I got hooked like most do. And I was going pretty much daily throughout college. I moved home and continued that practice at Shine. And I have been doing it really almost daily ever since. I was actually sick in college too, and I couldn't really do any like traditional weightlifting movement or running or anything like that. So yoga was really good for the like low impact side, super good meditative practice as well. So it helped manage and mitigate the stress of college and life generally. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it.
So forgive my ignorance, but so are most yoga instructors self-taught, or is there like a yoga school?
Great question. So typically there's this governing body of yoga called Yoga Alliance, and they kind of keep track of what you just said, actually yoga schools and who has like an accredited certification program. Traditionally, if you're certified, you go through like a 200-hour yoga teacher training, and then you finish that with a couple more hours of like practice teaching and volunteer work and stuff like that, like workshop hours and stuff. And then once you get certified, you're good to teach. So as an owner of a business now, I really only hire teachers that have an accredited yoga teacher training. And that is accredited by, again, Yoga Alliance.
Okay. So another naive question. Is there only one type of yoga?
Oh my gosh.
Because I think I've heard of a type of yoga and I can't think of the top of it off my head, but what differentiates, like, do you only do one type of yoga or you do multiple types of yoga? Like,
so that's a great question too. There's countless types of yoga and styles of classes. I teach what we call traditional vinyasa. So it's more of like what people call a flow, yoga flow class. But there's yin yoga, there's Bikram yoga, there's
the one I've heard
restorative. Yeah. There's restorative yoga, there's Katona, there's so much. Ashtanga, Iyengar, and they all kind of come from different people. So there's like a ton of leaders in the yoga world, and each one kind of taught a different lineage of that yoga. And now it's all kind of gotten blended and meshed together. So, which is awesome, because you, every time you take a class, it's going to be different typically. And a lot of it's going to be inspired by different kind of schools of thought of all of those different leaders in yoga.
So like our friend Carrie McNichol, she just finished a training up in Tahoe, and I can't remember what like the actual name is, but she refers to it as yogic sleep. And it's some
actually
sort of like
yoga nidra. Yeah.
Yoga nidra.
She did a yoga nidra training, which is really cool. Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds delightful.
It's basically
that
like,
sounds so nice.
Yeah. Meditative sleep without sleep. Yeah. So it's like you can guide, they can guide you through this like yogic meditation, and it is actually blissful. It is unreal. So good.
That's another thing I wanted to get into is meditation, but
Carrie should do this. Like, she should lead you guys through a nidra in a podcast.
Ooh, on the podcast, be, just silent.
Yeah. You're like snoring.
Audience crashing cars.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, Wes, you should get into meditation. You should absolutely get into meditation.
I've heard
my rule is
really
5 minutes a day.
Like full transcendental. I'd love to do, but I don't know if you even know if there's any full transcendental instructors in the Stockton area. I don't know, but
what's transcendental?
TM, it's the I don't know, it's meditation. It's TM. It's transcendental meditation. It's a thing.
It is.
A real, like a certified thing. Like you have to be a certified instructor to teach TM. And so I just don't know if there is one. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Amy,
interesting.
Go ahead.
Anyway, well, kind of, sort of. Taylor, what you kind of spoke a little bit about how you worked at Shine at the front desk and then evolved. Can you elaborate a little bit on what your relationship has been like with Shine over the years?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Alyssa founded Shine in 2017. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
Apparently. Are you sure? We had a couple like transition stages. So we started in a small studio downtown. It was like three employees total. And I just remember walking up to Alyssa one day and I was like, can I just have yoga? Like, I'll do whatever. I'll do your laundry. I'll mop the floors. I don't care. Like, I just want yoga. And she was like, yeah, like, come help me check in people at the desk. Help me mop floors. Like, you can take classes. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best gig ever. And our relationship kind of developed. I took Shine's first ever yoga teacher training a little bit back to what Wes had said. Yeah, so that's really special. And Alyssa led that. So it was very, really cool. And so, yeah, I took our first yoga teacher training. I took our first cycle school and I was certified with both of those and really started teaching kind of right away. So I was helping work front desk. I was then became more onto the teacher side. I was still very new to teaching, but I was just like so hungry. I just wanted to learn and teach and continue to grow my own practice as a teacher. And then COVID hit and Alyssa was having babies and we were like just doing everything we possibly could to keep Shine kind of afloat open. Yeah. So me and another friend, Alyssa Galbraith, we co-directed the studio really through COVID. I became a director about halfway through COVID and helped kind of just manage the space. And then after she got us out of COVID, we hit a little bit of a lull because it was like, we finally got us out of this, but now there's like not a lot of inspiration. We're all really tired. Yeah. And, you know, it was like, that was a grind, just like absolutely climbing our way out. So once we kind of got through COVID, Alyssa approached me and asked if I was interested in ever owning a yoga studio. And I was like, I would never do that. I would never do that.
After this experience we just had, are you crazy?
Exactly. I was like, I would never do that. And she was, I think, trying to like plant the seed.
Yeah.
She's like, you would be so good at it. And I was like, Alyssa, the only way I would ever do it is if I were in Stockton. These are my people. Like I could never do it anywhere else. And so then she kind of said, she was like, okay, well then why don't you just do this? Like, why don't you buy Shine? And I was like, okay. What does that mean? Yeah. So, my dad kind of always had this, little saying like sink or swim. And it was like, kid, figure it out. Like, this is your time. Like, let's try this out. So I had all the support in the world from my family and my friends. And I was like, we're going to just try. So I bought the business from Alyssa in July of 21, I think. And yeah, July of 21. And we've been kicking ever since.
Heck yeah, baby. We love it.
So yeah, long journey.
Well, and I didn't realize you were like OG employee too. So you've literally been there since the beginning. So most people going to Shine have associated you with Shine the whole time. So it's not like some big transition into the Alyssa versus Taylor like way of doing things. You've been so integral the whole time. So that's very cool.
Yeah, it's been a really fun transition too, because I always thought like I've kind of known the ins and outs of the business and the ins and outs of running it and being a teacher, but it's a whole new ball game when it's like when your name's on the bank account, you know, and you're like, who's that? Who is the Secretary of State? Like, I don't know.
Why do they want all my money?
And why do they want so much money all the time?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So since you bought it 2.5 years ago now, what kind of changes have you brought to Shine?
Maybe it was 22. I'll Google Google that. Thanks.
I was like, can I Google that?
I'm like, I don't know.
I'll look it up on
it. It was 2022. That was my bad.
Okay. I think
it was
been a year and a half.
Year and a half.
So what kind of have you instituted changes since you took it over? Or are you still figuring out who the Secretary of State is?
No, I think Alyssa had this kind of like ethos or slogan right at the beginning of starting Shine. And it was, I couldn't find it, so I made it. She couldn't find yoga or a community or anything like what she was looking for. And so she was like, if I can't find it, I have to be it. I have to do it. I have to make it myself. And so I think I've really tried to keep that as my kind of focal point throughout the whole thing. We've changed, we've remodeled a little bit, we've done some aesthetic changes, but at its core, Shine has always been like a place for everyone. And so I've tried to keep that really at the center of it all. We've transitioned a little bit to a more like school of yoga. So we're doing more trainings, more cycle school, more yoga school, all of that. And I've also tried to implement more classes on the schedule, creating more of like a holistic wellness center. You can come for at any time of the day and there's going to be something there for you. Same with like events, more things for the community to participate in. We've done like pickleball on Sundays and anybody wants to come, like join the Shine crew. Like, so just more things for the community to participate in without feeling like, I've never done yoga before. Can I join? And it's like, it's not just yoga. Like, just come be part of the squad.
So from a perspective of being a new small business owner, first of all, how's that experience been? But also any tips or words of wisdom for someone who wants to be a small business owner?
You should see your face right now. Oh, wow.
A piece of advice. I mean, it's gone really, really well. I've learned more about myself in the last year and a half than I ever have ever. A piece of advice I would say is like, do it scared because you'll never be ready. Like you just got to commit and do the next step and you'll learn who the Secretary of State is by trial and error,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The best kind of piece of advice that I was given was to do it scared, of course, but the time will never be ready. You'll never be ready. The time of feeling like this is my moment will never come. You have to just make the time. You have to just do it anyway and figure it out. And in the beginning, you're going to do it and it's not going to be perfect. And then you'll do it again and you'll make it a little bit better and it'll be a little bit easier and it will all come together. So, yeah.
Awesome.
We love it. We love it. Okay. So you've alluded a bit about all the different classes and everything going on. So can you give us a little overview of the type of classes you're offering right now?
Absolutely. So we offer cycle, yoga, and bar. Cycle is an indoor spin studio. We ride to the beat of the music. So it's literally like a party on a bike in the dark. It's so fun. Our teachers are like mini DJs. We've like got lights and we like work with the beat drop. It's super fun. And then we have bar, which is more of like a ballet inspired Pilates class. A little less traditional than ballet, but more on the side of like functional fitness, a little bit of more resistance and weight training there. And then yoga, we offer actually a wide variety of yoga. Like we talked about before, I'm trained and I specialize more in our traditional vinyasa practice, which is that flowy sequence, breath and movement together. But we also offer yin yoga, which is a super passive practice. Really stretchy and quiet. And then we also offer a class called Fix 26. It's our like twist on the traditional Bikram class. So we've got a ton of stuff kind of for everybody. Mm. I think one of our oldest clients was in her like late 70s, early 80s. And now is like approaching mid 80s. And our youngest student was like 8 years old. So we've got a big variety of people. And so we really do pride ourselves in having a space where everybody can come.
We love it. So
including Wes.
Classes, yeah, including Wes, exactly. Are the classes heated? Is that normal Shine practice? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So most classes are heated. Yoga classes are heated. Bar and cycle are not. But yin is a super cooling practice, so there's no heat in those classes. But in our other classes, they're all pretty warm. Our space can get up to around 100 degrees, so it doesn't get any hotter than 100.
Oh, doesn't like, get any hotter.
Yeah, he's like, what? Like, I wouldn't want to catch a chill, you know.
Well,
I want to make
PG&E
sure everybody.
Your PG&E bill must be ridiculous.
It is.
She's like, yeah, she's that one
hefty.
Too I have to pay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wait, there's three digits? There's three numbers? Yeah. I have to pay all of that?
You need a solo stove in there or something. Yeah. So I walk through Lincoln Center in the warmer season. I do morning walks. And so you obviously start yoga very early in the morning or cycling or what? How early does your store open and how late do you offer classes?
We are open 6 a.m. Some days our schedule changes, but 6 a.m. and we are open until like 9 p.m. We've got classes like all day. We do close in the middle of the day for a little lunch break, but I mean, we're open pretty much all the time.
And you have weekends too. A lot of studios aren't able to support weekends. So it's
yeah. So really the only days of the year that we're off are like Christmas Day and New Year's Day, really. Sometimes we'll be closed on like a 4th of July every now and then, but Thanksgiving we were open. Like we were open and people came. People wanted to move. And so it was like it was pretty inspiring to watch as many people show up. Like, I'm getting it in. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So
cool. So like me, if I've never taken a yoga class, what should I know for the very first time? Like, what should I expect if I'm like sign up for Taylor's yoga class? What do I need to know before I go in the first time?
So the first thing I would say is good luck. You're going to need it.
Say a prayer.
No, I'm just kidding. The biggest misconception about yoga is that there's a right way to do a posture. So what I always tell beginners is like, come in breathing, leave breathing, and you did yoga. Like, you can lay down on the mat the whole time and breathe and you did it. It doesn't matter what shape the body takes as you're practicing. Live, breathe the whole time and you did it. So I often tell students, like, modify in every shape. If I tell you to lift your hands up and that doesn't feel good, don't lift your hands up. You can change the shape in any way. So I think a lot of people think that yoga is a very like militant kind of like, we are quiet and
you're judging my downward dog all
right.
the time. I feel like judging.
Exactly. Which is totally not the case, right? Because like my body anatomy, my physiology is going to make my shape look and feel different to yours. So the length of my femur is going to affect my shape. The length of my arms and my torso is going to affect the shape. And so for a teacher to say like, you must do it this way is not only inaccessible, but it's not really true because bodies are all going to be different. So that's kind of the biggest way that we get people in the door of like, just try this out and trust us. Like, just trust us. You'll like it.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. So we'll go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
And all we have to
do what I say or don't.
Regardless of what it takes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also have a cute little goodie shop at Shine. Can people just pop in there and come check out what you have? Buy a couple, post-holiday gifts, I guess, now since we're Christmas. But all right.
Absolutely.
What kind of stuff do you have in there?
So we've got fitness attire. So we've got like athleisure, leggings, yoga pants. We've got the traditional like workout stuff, but we also have reintroduced a lot of like products. So we have deodorant and face oils and a lot of the skincare stuff. We have keychains and cool things to hang on your rearview mirror of your car and air fresheners and
Taylor's got
cards.
Very fun style. So it's very cool stuff that she picks out for in there. It's
pretty
fun.
Funky. And I've got a great team too. My two directors help a lot with the retail space and they've got a really great eye. So a lot of this stuff is really fun. And I don't think you're going to find a lot of stuff anywhere else because it is kind of our own kind of twist and vision. So it's really fun. Yeah. We've got like really cool, greeting cards, and we also sell shoes. We sell a bunch of stuff, so you got to come check it out.
Wow. Had no idea.
Wes, you got to try on our new pink yoga pants, too, for your first class.
He's like, I was told this is how I should show up.
Taylor said this is
This is a requirement. I've never done yoga, pink yoga pants.
The world's full of people inappropriately wearing yoga pants already. I don't think I need to join that club.
You don't need to participate.
So do you have any big plans for the future of Shine Yoga?
Great question. So we've got a yoga teacher training coming up this year, but in the next couple of years, my goal would be definitely to expand. I would hope to get at least another location or two. So that's kind of the goal. It's still obviously really new for me. We just replaced all of our old bikes so we're in a really great place where we can start to kind of tweak and add and edit as we go. But even though it is really new, I think we're going to be doing some really cool stuff in the future. So, hopefully a new location or two, definitely a lot more training programs. And actually I'm hoping to also do a studio wide retreat. So kind of fun. Get out of here and do some yoga together on a vacation. I think that would be really fun. So,
So I do have a couple more questions. I know Amy's got a final question coming up, but I have a couple more that I'm thinking of. Okay. So I don't know what I'm doing here with yoga. Is this a drop-in sport? Can I just buy one class and decide it's not for me? Is there a deal to subscribe? Like, tell me the transactional side of things.
So, typically what most yoga studios do and what I do is you do like a drop-in rate, you discount the drop-in rate if you purchase like a big class pack, like a big kind of group bundle of classes, and then you got membership-based offering as well. So our drop-in is like $25. Your first class is free, so you can kind of try it out. Oftentimes we'll do like a new member special. Maybe you cut like our one that's going to will be in January is it's going to be a 1 month for $98, and you get full 1 month unlimited classes. And then you can try everything. And then once your 1 month's up, you get automatically kind of enrolled into our auto pay membership, which is $155. So you get like $60 pretty much discount for just coming and trying it out. But most people do our membership because they love it so much. And most of our people come 3 or 4 days a week. And that's going to be the best bang for your buck. But you can do like a drop-in. You can do a 10-class pass. They never expire. You can share them with your friends. If you have, you and a partner want to come and you've got an extra class on your card thing, on your account, you can give it to them.
And also, so, like if someone's visiting family or they don't live here, they can just pop in, or tourists or whatever.
And what we do oftentimes is like, people will come in as tourists and we'll like, hey, I'm visiting my sister for Christmas. And I'm like, well, bring your sister and buy a 10 class pass. And if your sister lives here, she can keep the rest of them because they never expire.
There you go.
So, you can come in for 3, you can come in for 20, doesn't matter. So that's awesome. It's kind of great. We kind of try to meet everybody where they are in terms of availability. So
where can people find more information about Shine Yoga on either the web or the socials or all of that stuff?
Yeah, great question. So our website is shineyogastudios.com. And that's just a manifestation of having more locations. So we are plural, shineyogastudios.com.
Sweet.
And then you can find us on Instagram, Shine Yoga Studios. And we're also we're integrated through Mind Body, which is a kind of our interface. So you can search us on Mind Body. We also have an app on the App Store. If you were to search Shine Cycle Yoga and Bar, you'd find us. So you can download our app too.
Good to know.
Yeah.
We love it. Okay. So this was Wes, did you have any more questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great.
I think I know everything I know more about yoga than obviously I ever did, but
than anyone.
I just want to make sure that.
than anybody.
As one of those people that's coming from a position of no knowledge, I just want to make sure I'm thinking from a listener perspective. Like, is there anything else I'm not asking? But I think I've got it all. The pink yoga pants, the membership.
Yeah.
And it's 100 degrees.
It's good though.
It's 100 degrees.
Starting new stuff can be super intimidating. Ian's been talking about trying to get into yoga for years. And
how's it going for him?
He has not done it yet. Great. He also was like, maybe we should do some stuff at home first. I was like, honestly, I was thinking, Taylor, you or Carrie should teach a bring your husband to yoga class.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Because
I love that.
Just to be a intro kind of thing, they would.
For February, Valentine's Day.
We have classes called express classes. They're only 45 minutes. They're not heated to 100 degrees. They're 85 degrees. And it's a great way to kind of just get your foot in the door. And that's something that our team is really awesome about. Our front desk team is the best ever. You walk in and you just feel like they're your best friends. They're like, hey, I'm going to help make this experience as smooth and easy as possible for you. Cause walking in is definitely the hardest part of I don't even know. Yeah. You walk in, you're like, I don't even know, where do I stand? Where do I put my water? Yeah. What's my middle name? I don't know anything, you know?
So
like short circuit, because you're like overwhelmed.
If an express class is 45 minutes, what's the normal class?
It's only 60 minutes.
Okay.
It's only 60 minutes. Whoa, okay. But we try to fit those in, especially for people like before work or like teachers that have to wait until 5 o'clock to like go home, you know? So we have like an 8:30 a.m. one and we have a 4 p.m. one too.
So do you have locker rooms or is this like a you come ready to yoga?
Come ready to go. No, okay. we bought cubbies and stuff. So plenty of cubby space. We've got really awesome bathrooms. We've got 2 full showers. We have towels to rent, all that kind of stuff. So it really is like a full experience, like the amenities wise of like a gym, but more community based. And so you still get that like small personal feel, which is just, you can't beat it.
So this is an odd question because
you did have more questions.
I did. I know. I know. Taylor's creating more questions.
That's good.
So you talk about 100 degrees, obviously a lot of sweating. This may not be a really fun question, but how do you clean up? I mean, obviously cleaning is an important part of owning a
yoga. It's a full-time job. It's a full-time job. Yeah. I mean, we have 4 full like hired cleaners that come and deep clean the space 4 or 5 days a week, which is crazy. It's like a full deep clean.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy.
And then every shift we have 2 or 3 people at the front desk. So our transitions are the biggest time for cleaning.
Yeah, I imagine.
We get in there. We like, we'll dry the floor because it's sweaty. So we'll dry the floor first, mop the floor second, dry the floor third, and then people can come back in for their next class.
It's a lot of laundry
transition
over there.
Yeah. Transition time is like 15 minutes. So, and during COVID, all of the hygiene expectations were like crazy. And so we kind of got those dialed in and locked in really well. So we deep clean all of our props, all of our blocks, everything that everybody touches, blankets get dry cleaned, bolsters get deep cleaned. Like we do, we've got a really, really good system. So
awesome. All right, Amy, your turn.
All right. So last but not least, Taylor, unless Wes comes up with something else, but say you had a friend coming to visit you from out of town. What is one of your favorite places to take them when they're visiting you in Stockton?
Ooh. Okay. So I've got quite a few. Buckle up.
Okay. All right. We love it.
I actually just had 2 of my best girlfriends come into town and they'd never been to Stockton before.
Oh, love it.
John's Deli on the Miracle Mile.
Love it.
Must have to. Heirloom Kitchen for brunch. John's Deli. How? That's
Not me. I know, right? Yeah.
I know.
I don't know
like
if anybody else has mentioned that. I don't think
on
so.
A podcast. On the podcast.
No,
well,
no, I don't think
I
so.
Will be happy to plug that because so bomb. Also, that was my first job in Stockton as like a high schooler making some sandwiches. You know.
And then sorry, I cut you off because I was thinking.
No, that's okay.
An Italian sub. It's my sandwich is my favorite thing in the world. Heirloom Kitchen. Delicious.
Heirloom Kitchen for brunch. So good. That's also in Lincoln Center. Owned by a really good friend of mine. So good. We also really love Market Tavern. Great restaurant. Wow. So good. I'm trying to think of anywhere else. At Alberto's. This is all food. This is it. Yeah. Like I'm not.
We always get a lot of
things
food.
To do.
Recommendations.
No.
Adalberto's has not been mentioned, and that's
that
the Hammer Lane one, right? The Hammer
staple.
Lane location?
Yeah, staple.
I've never been there.
No, it's a legend there. It's been like 20 years, maybe. I don't know. It could be longer.
Yeah,
but yes, it is.
That was good. I'm trying to think of anywhere else. I love Kokoro too. Miracle Mile. I mean, anything on the mile is really bomb. So, yeah. And then, of course, Shine.
Love it.
You have to come to Shine. Right.
Of course, of course. Normally, I tell people they can't say their spot, but we'll let
you'll
you slide.
Let, you'll let
you
us
know. Named off 5 other ones.
Thank you.
Love it, love it. Okay, well, Taylor, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us today. Also, everyone, it's Taylor's birthday today. So if you see her, tell her happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're teaching a class today. some birthday spin or something.
Yes.
But we appreciate you having like literally the most positive energy ever.
Aww,
and just like
thanks.
Sharing that with people in this town and being enthusiastic and everything else because it means a lot to us as the people who promote this city and are trying to change the reputation and whatnot. So we feel like we just like there's all these little disciples doing the same stuff that we're trying
to do. I'm in.
So it's much appreciated. Hell yeah, baby. So
I'm on it.
We love it. We love it. We love it. And everyone go check out Shine. Tell Taylor you heard about it on the This Is Stockton podcast.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was so fun.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right. And then to see all the events on the city largest event calendar, check out visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter.
And again, happy new year to everyone. Make sure you go check out Shine Yoga. Start your new year's resolution with this. This is Stockton podcast, giving you the inspiration, Taylor, giving you the inspiration to take that risk. Be bold, be scared, right? Yeah. Be scared. Yoga can do that to you too, but get in there and check it out.
Yeah, that's what she said. Do it scared because you'll never be ready. I had to write that one down. That was good.
It goes with the yoga too.
For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.